Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight our guests are Marcel and Melvin Middleton. They are successful business owners. They have worked with Kelly Price, Destiny Child, Aretha Franklin, to name a few people. They also have a record company. They're record company owners who also work in social media, marketing, and business consulting. The main thing they're on the show tonight, though, is about how they help the homeless in Atlanta, Georgia. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank good afternoon. Yes, you're welcome. The first question is directed at Melvin.
Hello.
Why did you start Comfort Atlanta? Marcel, then Melvin.
Well, honestly, the reason why we started Comfort Atlanta is because we work with plenty of different organizations when it deals with nonprofit, with the school system here. But we thought that there was a need to effectively put together a plan to reach the street directly without all the red tape and bureaucracy, making sure that the people actually receive the goods firsthand. You know.
Okay. When do you start Comfort Atlanta, Melvin, Marcel?
Well, Comfort Atlanta actually started, Melvin came up with the idea around summertime of last year. And we really just started, you know, just with thinking about doing it. And I guess probably early fall this year, we begin the process.
Okay. You are twins, aren't you? Identical twins?
We are, yes.
Marcel, you identical twins?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Do people get the two of you confused?
More than you know, all the time.
Okay. All right. Who thought of Comfort Atlanta first, Melvin?
I actually thought of it a couple years back. It came to me when we were doing some business. We just riding through the streets. We were actually in the West End of Atlanta, and there were people that we would see on a consistent basis, you know, just out there in the streets. I don't think it's a matter of just when it's cold. I think it's just a matter of, you know, them having proper bedding, clean bedding. And I was just thinking that so many people do, and this is not a knock on anybody else that's active, but so many people do the, you know, giving the food and the things. And I really just thought that why not provide something for them that they can utilize on a day-to-day basis. And I just felt like something like that was not something that someone had already thought of. And if they had, it's great. But I just feel that, you know, that's just somewhere we can help. And it'll cover a wide variety of issues that they have. So that's where I came away from.
All right. So when I first contacted Marcel Middleton for an interview about Comfort Atlanta, I had no idea that you had worked with such talented and famous people. Can you name some of your clientele, Melvin?
Well, yeah, it's talking as far as in the industry. Well, when you mentioned that we work directly with some of these artists, we represent producers that are work within the music industry, you know, such as Anthony Dent. We work with a number of other producers. As far as our clientele, we have a broad base of clientele because we have a concierge business. So we deal with authors, lawyers, doctors, as well as in the retail business. We just opened up our clothing boutique in Midtown, which is called House of Couture, and a barbershop. Also, we just did, which is called Clearport Men's Barber. So if you're asking directly as far as entertainment, it's a wide variety. But we don't like to limit ourselves with that.
All right. Comfort Atlanta is a touching charity because the two of you are concerned about the homeless, the warmth during the cold and winter months. But you just said that you also do it year-round. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you hand out the comforters yourself on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, Marcel?
At this point, we do right now because a lot of people want to get motivated or they think about being motivated to participate. But when it's actually time to get involved, we haven't had a lot of, a lot of the success with Native. But we understand that people have lives, too, and a lot of times it's more of an initiative that we have that's dealing immediately. You know, so when someone brings comforters, we don't wait, stack them up or anything like that. We go out immediately when we have the opportunity to that day to make sure that someone is benefiting from that contribution.
Okay. Mr. Wayne Antoine Sr. was a guest on my show. He helps the homeless find homes. So maybe you three could hook up.
That would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
That would be awesome. Okay. I'll pass along your number.
Please do. And to be honest, we look to work with anyone that's doing positive things in the community. We do social media marketing networking. So any type of word that you guys need to get out about your show or anything that's benefiting the community as a whole, definitely interested in building strong bridges to that.
Okay. Melvin, what part do you play in Comfort Atlanta?
Really, I did more of the logistical side and the administrative as far as setting up the sites, where we can be found online, and getting the logistics start together to where when we do, the reality of it is that we're a small niche right now. So we do most of the hand-to-hand, but it's our ambition to not only have Comfort Atlanta, but we want to be Comfort World eventually. So we're small right now, so me and him are the ones that are actively, passing out the materials, but it's our hopes that people, it'll catch on and people want to get more involved. And we also being honest, we've had a large response, and there are people that are interested in getting involved and making an attempt. So as we grow, I hope my role becomes more, or our roles grow bigger as far as getting the word out there. Or as of right now, I do the social networking for it and make sure that when people are responding to the advertisement or to the information, that I'm getting them the right information and locations of where to make the drop-offs, how they can properly get involved.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You two are in business together, aren't you, Marcel?
Oh, we are.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Have you two ever pretended to be the other one, or is this too much to tell, Melvin?
I don't want to say it's too much to tell, but, it used to get us in trouble a little bit, but we grew out of that.
Okay. All right. You grew out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's amazing to me, the successful and humble people that have graced the online talk show, at least to me it is. And you two of the people that I feel are celebrities that have graced the show talk with Angela Butler. Is Comfort Atlanta funded just by you two, Marcel?
It is. Everything that we currently has been invested has been from my brother and I, yes, at this point.
Okay. All right. So Comfort Atlanta, is it just for the homeless?
No, it's actually for the people, the less fortunate, or people that's going through a hard time, because our reality and this world's reality is that the depression has hit everyone in some way or another, the recession, whatever we want to call it. And there's people who have means or who lived in a certain lifestyle that may be having troubles right now. And so we want to comfort Atlanta and not only just blankets and covers, but like I say, we eventually look to grow and to help everybody that is in need, because their children don't understand that they can't, that mommy and daddy can't do like they used to be able to, So our goal is to be actively assisting people. I don't want to call it welfare, but, if the system can't help them or won't help them, we want to provide a venue and a vessel that will. That's our core ambition.
What all is Comfort Atlanta? What all does it include?
Well, initially, we started out with asking people to provide clean or gently used, brand new or gently used and hopefully clean, bedding, tent, any type of shelter for those that live on the streets or the people that have children, small children that are in need of pillows, like I said, blanketing. Of course, we're not going to turn away anything. So if someone was to bring us jackets or anything, socks or whatever, shoes, I mean, we're going to keep our doors open and the building open for whatever we can take in because there's no way to determine what someone may need. We just want to have those things there. But we did get started off from the idea of comforting Atlanta, blanket the streets, because we do see tons of guys. I'm complaining about it being cold when I walk out of the store or whatever may be the case and run into the car. But I'm seeing people that are living this each and every day and have nowhere to run to. So we just want to provide something to assistance to those that we can, So it did start with bedding, but it's our hopes that we can get sleeping bags, tents, pillows, whatever may be the case, toboggans or scrub caps or whatever.
Okay, all right, listeners, we have with us tonight Marcel and Melvin Milton, the creators of Comfort Atlanta. We're gonna go to break right now. So let's pay some bills and come right back.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Next, we'll have Fareed Braxton.
Should have been living the truth, yeah. Oh, damn, damn, damn.
All right, listener. That was Fareed Braxton with Keith Jones. We have with us tonight Marcel and Melvin Middleton, the creators of Comfort Atlanta. All right. This is a two-part. This is a question for both of you. This is a question for both of you. First, Melvin, is this your way of giving back because you have been so blessed?
In a form, yes, ma'am, it is. Just one of the many ways that I intend to. I guess you can say that.
Okay, Marcel, is this your way of giving back, Marcel, because you have been blessed?
Blessed is the exact word I would use in a sense of not from a monetary standpoint, but just in a spiritual perspective. And at the end of the day, in the country that we're in, anyone can end up on the outside of fortune. And I'm not talking about fortune as far as money, just fortune where you're blessed to have a home over your head and occupation or a job and transportation to get to and from that job. So to us, this is one form of expressing that, but fellowship in the community and talking with other people, trying to network, with other individuals and provide them a platform to success or at least to, begin laying out finding their own dreams and finding that there is financial freedom in investing in yourself, investing your time first. Yes, actually, it is one of the forms of giving back here, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, do you do this at Christmas time or when it is very cold?
Oh, to be honest, we're looking into this year round. Like I said, he said before, we really just got started early fall, but strife takes place every day. So we're not trying to be a holiday-based company or situational-based. Whenever we get it, whenever someone feels it in their heart to provide, or to donate or to get involved, we're trying to be 365, in the case of this year, 366 days active. So, of course, we have other things that we do, but as much as of our own time that we can provide to this cause, we're dedicated. And if anyone else is looking to do that, we're open.
Okay.
I would like to add to that.
Okay.
When it comes to what we did with this, we didn't want to be the traditional nonprofit type of situation where it has to be so much protocol in order to make things work. We wanted to really break away from having to have a big group and layers of delegation and where people have to go through another individual to another individual to another individual. We really wanted to be proactive. And furthermore, Comfort Atlanta is just something that we have going on, but we're not CEOs ever or anything like that. The whole world can participate in the situation. So you don't have to bring your covers to us per se. If you got a blanket or
right.
covers, take it right to the streets. Don't, this is not for glory. This is not to say that. And we appreciate the audience and the opportunity to speak on the show and tell people about it.
Absolutely.
But honestly, this is not where we want to be necessarily known and championed for doing what we're supposed to do. Anybody can
okay.
play. In this, if they want to tap Comfort Atlanta, do it, bring your thing, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, start your own Comfort Atlanta, start your Comfort Detroit, start Comfort New York, whatever it is. But definitely, share what you have, and so that you can receive more.
Okay, Melvin, do you accept donations?
Well, to be honest, like I said, if it's necessary, we're taking everything that we can. We haven't received any monetary donations because that's not what we, actually we're looking to get. But obviously, money it would help, the cause, because we could take the money and go buy brand new companies. So there's tons of things that you can do with money. But, like I say, the premise of it, and in our initial stage is basically, if you have some comfort, we just thought it would be easy. There's tons of people that have comfort in the basement or in the attic that they no longer use, so that's what we were just thinking. But if someone is looking to donate, then, of course, we take it because it contributes to gas, transportation, providing meals for those that are involved and helping out. whatever may be the case. So I guess I'm long-winded sometimes, but the answer is yes.
Okay. All right. That's good you're long-winded. This is a question for both of you. I'm going to start with Marcel. What advice could you give to other entrepreneurs?
I would say find something in your heart that you love to do and learn how to get paid doing it. And most importantly, be willing to take a chance on failure so that you would know what it feels like to try something for yourself and you would know how to succeed from that. And never let anyone limit what success or determine what success it means or define it to what it is to you. Always be willing to, you know, take the opportunity and the chance for yourself. If I, you know, and study what you do, know what you do, and be open. And your network is your network. Talk to as many people as possible. You know, get to know people, socialize.
Okay, Melvin, what advice can you give to other entrepreneurs?
What I would advise, first and foremost, is to believe. And that's just really, it may be cliche or sound cliche, but I truly believe, you believe in yourself. You know, if you speak it into existence, I truly believe in putting energy behind something. I believe in myself. I trust myself. And therefore, it allows me, and the spirit, to put me in certain places in front of certain people that are beneficial to what my end game is or my goals are. You know, I believe that dreaming is definitely a sleeping state of mind. Activity, be active. If you say that's what you want to do, like my brother said, be studied in it, be aggressive, be active, and make sure that you make attempts to go do it. There's nothing like doing something for yourself. People fail at tons of things, but those that don't try don't know what their capacity is or what they could actually reach. So I really truly believe is be knowledgeable in what you want to do, have ambition, but most importantly, believe and be active.
All right. Okay. Okay, this is a question for both of you also. What advice would you like to... Did you both answer the last question? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, we did.
Okay. What advice would you like to give to the youth?
I would say first and foremost to that is, once again, it's like, I believe in the void in respect. I think that they're not too in tune with the history of who their parents are, who their people are, and I think that that's causing an issue with how people communicate with each other and respect. And the youth, I just think that they have to put more value in what came before them. I think this generation is overconfident and overswagged, and therefore they're unable to hear. They're unable to listen solely because someone else or some entity or some outside influence, external influence is telling them that they have the right to think for themselves and be themselves, which is true. But at the same time, there's an authority that's out there that exists, and be it in your home or outside of your home, one day or another, they're going to learn it. And it's just troubling that so many young men and women are learning it outside, you know, and it causes them to have long-term problems that, you know, it takes forever to get out of. So I would just say, you know, just be mindful and respectful of where you came from, where your people came from, your ancestors, and I think that would help solve a lot of the issues that they have in life in general.
Okay. All right. What advice would you like to give to the youth, Melvin?
Actually, that was Melvin the first time. The advice I would give to the young brothers and sisters out there, man, is really, like you said, respect your elders, know your history, know your history is very key. You know, like they say, those who ignore the past are doomed to repeat it. So know where you come from, and don't limit your history to you know, the education that you get at school. Take advantage of, you know, the elders that you're around. Find elders, find people that have been through something a little bit thicker, that toughened and thickened their skin, and be versatile. You know, don't limit your dreams, you know, based on your circumstances. You know, be willing to, you know, continue to grow every single day. And the most thing is stay creative and focused. You know, find the goal, work at that goal regardless of what people may say, naysayers, and don't celebrate haters. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate the people that motivate you and who are sponsoring your dreams.
Okay. All right, listeners, we've had with us tonight Marcel and Melvin Middleton, and we also have with us tonight Conti. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on the show.
I'm glad
that you could both come on, and I'm proud of what you're doing for Comfort in Atlanta, and good luck with your other businesses.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Listeners, we have with us tonight Conti Cotino. Conti Cotino is the creator of the inventor of More Time to Sleep. How are you doing this afternoon tonight, Mr. Cotino?
I'm doing fine, young lady. How are you, Miss Angela?
I'm doing all right. It's good to have you on the show. You're my first inventor.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hey. Why did you invent this product, More Time to Sleep? Did I say it correctly?
Yeah, More Time to Sleep. Yeah, the reason I came up with this product, why I invented it, is that I was out just visiting friends and, you know, just always searching to do new things. And, you know, and I was led to few, you know, young ladies' houses and just visiting friends. And I just saw a young lady wrapped a towel around some bottles after she had heated the bottles. And wrapped it around a towel, and then she put it under the pillow. Then someone else I saw just put it between two pillows, and I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, come on. Everybody's doing this. And then, you know, is that those two started off, but then gradually as I kept questioning about it, yeah, and I found that a lot of the women were doing it. So I said, okay, let me check and see if there was anything out there. Like, I had no idea. I was just being led by what I was feeling inside just to try to find someone that can do a search, how I had to go about finding a search. Found a search and attorney to do the search, company to do the search, I'm sorry. And then once they did the search, it came up, it was nothing out there. So I said, all right, went and pursued it, add more money to it, and voila, that's what happened. Came, there was nothing out there like that, and that's how More Time to Sleep was developed.
Okay, that's how it was developed. Okay, so when did this invention come to you, or when did it just come to you? When did,
It came to me in, like, in 2000. In 2000, year 2000. And,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does More Time to Sleep do?
Okay, More Time to Sleep, it just allows parents to get a little more sleep than they usually do with a baby that's usually crying a lot in the middle of night. It's basically for parents that are up-and-go parents, like they work in and they got a lot of things to do. And they barely get any sleep because the baby is, you know, is not resting well. It's fitting for parents that are always on the go. And most of the times, if there's a baby that's waking up like an hour, it's so fitting for that, for babies that's waking up every hour or 2 hours.
Okay. All right. What motivated you to manufacture this product?
Well, I was just being led by what was inside me, like to seek, find. There was nothing out there that was like it, you know, and just go through my journey of just putting everything together, because what I was feeling, everything that I seen, everything that I touched, just formulate the package that I wanted. And I knew then that I had to do it because I was being driven just to put this thing out there then. And I proceeded on, and I'm in the position that I'm in now as far as have a good good packaging, and I have a good product. And it had changed three times within that process. So now it's store ready and it's ready to go sell off the shelves.
Okay, that's wonderful. You are from New York State, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Long Island, New York.
Okay. How long did it take to come up with this product idea?
Okay, well, to get everything to the stage that it's in now, it took me like 10 years.
Okay, 10 years.
Right. Patent search, then getting the patent pending, then getting the patent, then trying to locate the manufacturer, after finding the in-between person to the manufacturer, then after things was like going back and forth with that, then I managed to find a manufacturer.
Okay, all right. Is this your first invention?
Yes, this is my first invention.
Okay. The More Time to Sleep system is insulated with what?
It's 100% cotton, 100% polyester.
Okay. Does this product need electric cords or batteries?
No batteries, no electric cords. Just preheat the bottles and put it in your pillowcase, and when the baby wakes up, that's it. Right underneath
okay.
your head.
Okay. You have to follow the milk and preparation guidelines set by your pediatrician or formula manufacturer. I just want to let the listeners know this. This product makes for a great baby shower gift. Where do you store this product? Where would you suggest that they store this product?
Well, I suggest that they store it in like any one of your local Walmart, Kmart, any one of the big chain stores would be a great shelf space for the product. And matter of fact, I just entered the contest of getting on the shelf with Walmart. So all you listeners that are out there or viewing this or hearing this, I would like for you to check it out, you know. Go to the website and see if it's something that you like and take it from there. Vote on it.
All right. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, this is Walter Applewhite in Atlanta. And I was saying, I just wanted to say that the show has been very good so far, and I appreciate the information.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. What is your educational background, Contino?
Yes, I have 1 year of trade with digital electronics. Also, 1 year of college data processing.
Okay, there's a contest that you entered. Can you tell us about it?
Okay, yeah, I was just speaking on a little bit. It's a contest that I entered with Get It On The Shelf with Walmart. What it is that there will be like three winners, and out of those three winners, one of the winners would be able to get their stuff on Walmart website. And winner would be able to sell their stuff and get shelf space on their internet website.
Okay. Is this product BPA tested? And what does BPA stand for?
Okay, BPA tested. Yes, the bottles are BPA tested. It's bisphenol A. It's a chemical. It's a chemical that is used to make the plastic harder and flexible. And what happens is once it's like broken down by being broken down, it's like heated. Sometimes it's leaked into the food or whatever that's inside the bottle. So when the, what you want to do, if you try to get any kind of food that are in plastic, you would want to have none of these chemicals going into your food. So that's why it's BPA free. So it's bisphenol A is the chemical.
Okay. All right, thank you for that. Listeners, we're going to go to break. We got to pay some bills, so we'll be right back. We have with us tonight Conti Contino. Early you heard Marcel and Melvin Middleton, of the creators of Comfort Atlanta, that helps people with comforters, sheets, blankets, and things like that. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to the Conglomerate Magazine that was started by the CEO, Garland McLaughlin. Where we are more than just a magazine, we are a lifestyle. You can Google the Digital Conglomerate Magazine also, or call Garland McLaughlin at 206-279-1712. Also, the Exquisite Design Company brings you living our office space to life with our customized design services. You can visit them online or call Garland McLaughlin at 206-279-1712, and you will receive a consultation. And also tell him that you heard it from Show Talk with Angela Butler.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Okay, next we have Good Afternoon by Fareed Braxton.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just want to know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. Tell me this, are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh, 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 oh.
I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, yeah.
Now excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you're wearing that dress with some shoes and a rest. I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before, but I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow, so we can reach that last level, where we both get that perfect glow.
Good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, good afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning.
All right, listeners, that was Fareed Braxton with Good Afternoon. We have with us tonight Conti Contino. the people, the two men, two gentlemen you heard earlier was Marcel and Melvin Middleton. Conti Catino.
Yes.
What advice would you give to other people that are trying to have inventions but haven't gotten as far as you?
Okay. The first is just to never stop believing in what you think that what you might have, because the one that usually get anything done is the one that's more persistent. And the advice that I can give anybody is to, before you going out speaking about it, just give you just a little insurance of protecting it is by certify, put all your information on paper, and then certify, mail it to yourself. And then this way, and then have it dated, keep it sealed until that unfortunate day might come where, yes, you might have to open it up and break the seal, but you don't break the seal. You let maybe a judge or someone else that that's going to be viewing a case, if possible, that happens. Yeah, they can view the information that's inside that envelope or mail.
Okay.
And just take your time and then try to find the right patent attorney to help you with getting a patent for it, doing a patent search, and getting a patent.
Okay. What advice could you give to the youth? What advice would you like to give to the youth?
The youth for today is follow, have a dream, follow your dream. A lot of us is given ideas and given things that can make us all rich with something that we have a passion for that's already inside of us. So whatever you have a passion to do, that's most likely is the thing that can make you well off for yourself. Not trying to copy what you see everyone else is doing, but something that is in you, that is leading you to do the things that you think of and that you have a passion of doing.
Okay, and you definitely had a passion to invent more time to sleep. You definitely had a passion and a drive for that and an ambition for that and a very good idea. The packaging is pretty, I like to say. If I had a baby, I would definitely be buying this. And I have grandchildren. I have a grandchild and one on the way. So I'm definitely, interested in this product and will be sending one to my daughter through the mail. Also, listeners, I like to say it is convenient and hassle-free. That's what I found. It's convenient and hassle-free. For me, it is. Where can your listeners go to buy this product, invention of yours, More Time to Sleep?
Well, they can go on to the website, moretimetosleep.com, and you can order online.
They can order online?
Yes.
Okay. Listeners, I encourage you to go out and vote for this product also. Could you give the web address?
It's
time to vote, you'll hear me talk about this product for a full month. So I encourage you to go out and vote for this product. What's the website?
That website is www.moretimetosleep.com.
Okay, could you say that one more time?
That's moretimetosleep.com.
Okay. Is there a business number to call?
Sure. The number is 877-906-8400.
Okay. All right. I also find that this product, there isn't anything out there like it. It's convenient if you want more sleep, because if you're a parent and you have a newborn that's real fussy, it keeps you up and wakes up every hour or two, like Mr. Contino said, it will, you don't have to go warm the bottles as much. Am I correct, Mr. Contino?
That's correct. No, you just prepare the bottles in the middle of the night before you go to sleep, and you just put it into the sleeve that's being held, put it underneath your head and sleep on it. When the baby wakes up, stick your hand out, pull out a room temperature bottle. And like I said, it's something that's so convenient for parents that have fussy babies, and that's usually that's waking up every hour on the hour, and it's perfect for them.
Okay. We have a listener on the line. I'm going to ask him if he has another question. All right.
Yes.
All right. Listener, caller?
Yeah, I had a question.
Okay.
Yeah, someone earlier was talking about a contest where they could actually get their product in Walmart.
Yes.
And I was trying to find out what would they have to do to register for that contest?
All they have to do is go to, you got a pen and a paper ready, is
okay.
getontheshelf.com.
Okay.
Okay, and that's where you will enter the contest, giving your email, company name, product name. And if you have it on YouTube, they would like to have that link in the description of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's www.getontheshelf.com?
Yes.
Okay. So,
Paula, are you thinking about entering something?
You talking to me, Ann?
That would be you.
Okay, so
yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was actually a couple weeks ago, and they had a product that gets rid of pain, and they actually rub it. You actually rub it on your joints or whatever part of your body you're having pain, and they were asking me how they could get it in the store.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually on the phone.
What do you think of Mr. Contino's product? Isn't it very unique, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's very unique. But I wanted to say a friend of mine was on the phone. His name is Mr. Andre Ashley. He was the one that asked me about getting the product on the show. He had the pain.
Okay.
He has the pain product.
All
yes.
Right.
How are you
okay.
this evening?
Do you have any other? How are you, Mr. Ashley?
I'm doing well.
Did you want to talk to Mr. Contino about his product?
Well, yeah, I'm Walter. He just shared with me about the website, and it sounds like an amazing product for what description that I've heard of it. Awesome, sir, awesome. And I do thank you for the information on the getontheshelf.com. About getting your product on Walmart shelves. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Would you be, since you like the product so much, would you be interested in perhaps purchasing it? Would you go out and purchase this product if you had a newborn?
Oh, yeah.
You would? Okay. All right. Well, be sure to vote for this product. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, callers. All right. I just had, like I said, the packaging is very pretty with More Time to Sleep. It's very nice and everything, and it's unique. It's a very unique idea, and I encourage people to go out and vote again once it's out to vote for this to be put on Walmart shelves. Also, Mr. Contino.
Yes.
I have another question.
Okay.
Of course, your product is patented, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's patented. This thing is ready to go. It has its own legs. It's just ready to take off.
Okay. All right. And you said this was your first invention, of course. I think it's unique. I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. I think this product is unique, and I'm glad you invented this because it's going to do a lot of people a lot of good. That's the way I feel about it. That's my opinion, of course. And the callers, of course, appreciate the information you gave them. And I will be promoting this all through the month, listeners. So it's More Time to Sleep with invented by Conti Cortino. All right, we're going to go take a little music break, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angela Butler, Mr. Conti Cortino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep. Mr. Cortino.
Yes, Miss Angela.
You don't have to call me Miss. okay. I just have a question. Would you give that address again and the email, the website address again, please?
Okay, that
just in case somebody.
Our website is More Time to Sleep. That's www.moretimetosleep.com. And listen, just go onto the website and view it for yourself and look at it and see what kind of work that was put into it to get it to this point. And it's a product that's a little unusual from anything else. There's nothing to compare it to. The only thing to really, you have to visually see it and just listen to someone explain it, the use of it, to really appreciate what it is. By just hearing and talking about it, you can't see it, but to actually see it and talk about it, oh, it's something to you have to see.
Okay. All right. I had asked you earlier, where do you store this product? When I say store it, I mean after its use. After you buy it and you use it, where's a good place to store the product?
Well, under your head while you're sleeping.
Under your head while you're sleeping.
While you're sleeping.
Okay.
If you're new moms and you have a baby, it should be like a pillow. It should always be there. So whenever you're ready to prepare the bottles, it's already done. So it's like it's your own pillow. You do not feel the bottles while you're sleeping on top of them. The pillows is resting on top of the bottles, and your head is resting on top of the pillow.
Okay. All right, and I believe it's thermal insulated also, listeners, am I correct?
Yes, thermal insulated. By you laying on top of it and the heat that's already inside the pillow will keep that heat until the time of feeding.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a very unique product, and I'm glad, like I said, you're my first inventor on the show ever, and I've been on for almost a year now. I appreciate you coming on to the show. Is there any questions that I did not ask, or is there any information that you would like to add so that the listeners will know?
No, not really, not at this time. Is that by coming and looking, go to the website, and someone should know somebody that's having a baby, and take a chance on a unique product and test it for yourself. The product is what, $19.95 on the website, shipping and handling. The person does have to take care of. And other than that, take a chance. It's something that if you take it to a baby shower, it's going to be the talk of the baby shower.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller, do you have a question for Conti Contino about the more time to sleep system?
Yes, I did. I was wondering, is the product safe for breastfeeding mothers if someone, wants to store breast milk in the bottles? Is that safe? Yeah, sure.
It's safe as long as you don't change the temperature of that breast milk. It can stay just about, 24 hours.
Oh.
I have fellas now that their wives, their girlfriends are taking the milk out of their breasts and putting it in the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of them sleeping on the bottles, now they pass the pillow, give the whole pillow to their husband or their boyfriend, and now they're sleeping on it while they're resting that night.
Okay, so
I have a few guys that are a little upset right now.
Okay.
All right, awesome. All right, well, thanks for answering my question.
Okay.
Caller, thank you for calling in. Please continue listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, listeners. We're about to wrap it up with Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have with us tonight Conti Contino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep system. Mr. Contino, thank you for coming on the show. I've got to wrap up the show, and thank you for calling in. And I look forward to talking to you, having you on the show again and talking to you again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.